Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio, Brisbane and Queensland.
If you were so inclined, you might set a challenge to run 5 kilometres without stopping. And you might even try for a sweet 10 kilometres. But Jackie Bell had the idea to set a challenge for herself and run the Four Deserts Grand Slam in 1 year, this year, to raise awareness and funds for depression. Now, she's just back from the Sahara Desert, Jackie. G'day.
The Sahara. Hello.
You're basically dusting off the plains of the Sahara as you step into the studio because you only got back, what, on last week? On this week?
Tuesday, three days ago.
Jeez. So you participated in a 250-kilometre race in the Sahara. What is that like? How do you prepare? How long do you actually race for? Tell me all about it.
It was pretty tough. We started each day at about 9 a.m. and you pretty much, it's split up. So a marathon a day, and then on the fourth day you complete a long day. So that's usually about 90 kilometers. And then you get a rest day after that. So that's awesome.
Yeah, that's great.
Most people are just dying though. It's tough. It's not like a normal race where you get the amazing endorphin high afterwards and then are feeling awesome for a week. Because it goes for a whole week, you kind of don't really know how you feel when you finish.
Yeah, okay. How are you feeling now?
I feel good. I'm just kind of preparing for the next one.
You've got 4 of these deserts to do. So you've done the Sahara. Was that the first one this year?
Yep, so okay. That was the first.
So what's next?
So 9 weeks I have Mongolia.
Yes.
And then they get closer and closer together. So there's about 5 weeks and I have Chile and then Antarctica.
Not bad for a 23-year-old girl from Bris Vegas. Why are you doing this, Jackie?
So for me, I have quite an addictive personality and I find that I really need to have a goal to aim towards and then work towards that. And then I thought, rather than just having a personal ambition, I thought, why not raise awareness around mental health, which is something I personally have battled with. And I found that running has really helped me get through that. So, yeah, I'm raising funds for the White Cloud Foundation.
And tell me about the White Cloud Foundation. I mean, how did you get involved?
So Adam, who's the director of the White Cloud Foundation, he's a family friend, and so I know that the charity does really great things and that all the money raised really goes to the cause. And so I chatted with him and said I'd love to help raise funds. And then, so now I've raised nearly $11,000. And so they believe that a person, for them to be feeling happy and well, they have to have mental, physical, emotional and social well-being.
Okay. One of the beneficiaries of funds raised by the White Cloud Foundation, by you for the foundation, women who struggle with postnatal depression, new mums who are finding it tough. Now, no, you're not a mum yourself, Jackie.
Not yet.
You have a mum, though.
I do.
Like me. We've got so many things in common. I mean, I don't run desert marathons, but we got a mum, both of us. What is the relationship like with your mother?
Mum is awesome. I don't know how she puts up with me. we're quite different. I'm a really full-on person, super intense, always go-getting, and she's a lot more relaxed, down-to-earth, really good listener. I do more of the talking and she does the listening.
When you were going through some hard times, you say you've had mental health issues, you've had your own battles.
Yeah.
How did your relationship with your mum change then?
I guess I know that she was just always there for me throughout, even if I was in a good place or a bad place. I get a bit emotional.
Did you feel like you could talk about how you were feeling with your mum?
For sure. I was, I kind of would close up a little bit, but she'd always come and approach me and just wait for me to be ready.
Yeah. So it is Mother's Day on Sunday.
Yeah.
You've accomplished a lot. Oh, you're a wonderful woman. And your mum's been there by your side through the ups and the downs. She's a big part of helping you through your incredible journey. running across deserts to raise money for new mums and for other people who are doing it tough. How will you be spending Mother's Day with your mum? What'll it mean for you guys?
It'll be a really nice day. So we're going to the Gold Coast to spend Mother's Day with her mum as well. So the whole family's kind of getting together. So yeah, it should be good.
I think it will be. Absolutely. And your mum, is she listening now?
I'd say she would be at home listening.
What do you... Go on, give your mum a birth Mother's Day shout out. Tell me about your mum. Why is she so special?
She just does everything. I'll literally go into her room at 4 a.m. before I go to work and I'll be like, Mum, I'm missing a shoe. Or, Mum, I can't find a spoon to eat my yogurt with today. And she'll jump out of bed and come and help me look for it. People at the gym just, I go in and tell them and they're like, God, your mum's too good to you. So, yeah, I really appreciate and notice every little thing she does for me.
What did she say when you told her you wanted to run across a desert?
Oh, both mum and dad thought I was crazy, but now they're proud as ever. So they're, yeah, really proud. And dad can't help himself but boast to everyone about it.
Oh, well, so he should.
I tell him to calm down.
What an impressive daughter you are and an impressive young woman. Is motherhood something that you've thought about? Is it? I mean, we're talking about the shifting face of motherhood in 1908 when Mother's Day first began. Every woman basically was supposed to become a mum. That was kind of all you were good for. It's very different these days. Now, you're 23. Mm-hmm. So what is your expectation with regards to motherhood?
I guess I'm super clocky. I love babies. Right. I'm a shocker. I don't really want one of my own yet because I'm off running deserts. But, yeah, definitely I would love kids and, yeah, I just love babies.
Yeah, okay. So what do you think it means to be a mum in this day and age? Picture yourself as a mother if it happens and so on and so on. But what does that look like to you?
I guess I would love the white picket fence, the husband, the kids. So I guess everyone deep down hopefully kind of thinks of that. But, yeah, maybe down the line a few kids and I wouldn't mind being a soccer mum. So, yeah.
Oh, cool. Okay. Well, they'd certainly have to pull their socks up.
They can come running.
They could. You could have a whole team. That's a great bonding experience. All right. So Jackie Bell, ultramarathon runner, raising money for the White Cloud Foundation. This is a foundation that assists people who have experienced depression. You've got three of the four deserts to run this year. How can people get involved in helping you out, helping to support you in your endeavour?
So I have a blog. So that one's Journey to be the Youngest Female in the World, Four Deserts. Otherwise, you can access everything via my Instagram, which is Jackie A. Bell. And, yeah, all the donation links and everything and my blog, you can follow via those links.
All right. We'll share those links out via the ABC Radio Brisbane social media channels. But just on that point, youngest female in the world to run four deserts. Jackie, what do people say when you tell them that's what you're doing?
Crazy, I think, or why?
Yeah. Would it be different if you were a bloke, do you reckon?
Ooh. I don't know. In this sport, there's not a lot of super young people who do it.
Okay.
But I don't know. That's a good question.
That strikes me as strange. So if they're on... Sorry. You're running deserts.
Yeah.
4 days, ultra marathon, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of kilometres, and there are not a lot of super young people that do it. I would be like, young people would be the ones to do it.
No, it's all the oldies.
So, like, what is the average age of an ultra marathon runner?
I would say, well, women don't hit their endurance peak till about 35.
Is that so?
Yeah, so I've got years before I even get good.
Oh, right, you're just warming up. Okay.
But, yeah, probably the average age would have been about 40 almost.
Okay. Many mums?
A lot of mums, yeah. A lot of mums post having kids usually run to probably keep their sanity.
And keep their sanity. And you're talking about endurance, you know, that's another example of it. Okay, right. So you want to be the youngest woman to complete the Four Desert Challenge. You're doing it for a very good cause. And it means something to you because this is a triumph, something that you maybe didn't feel like you were going to achieve a few years ago.
No, if you told me this a year ago, I would have probably fallen over laughing.
Why, though?
It wasn't even in my sights. I didn't think I would have been able to get the sponsorship to be able to afford it because it's really expensive or have so many supportive people around me. All my friends are backing me and, yeah.
Oh, well, okay. I'm backing you. I'm behind you 100%, Jackie Bell. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon. I hope you have a very lovely day with your very special mum. I know she's listening. I know she's very super proud of you right now. Any mum would be. Jackie Bell, thanks for your time this afternoon.
Awesome. Thanks, Kat.
You're with Catherine Feeney on ABC Radio Brisbane and Queensland.